Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, and my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is out and about. Hopefully, she'll be on a future broadcast. It's back again. Praise God. Amen. She's so full of good works. Praise God. Doing work. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sowing good seeds. Praise God. Amen. I love my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I'm here on radio, praise God, with the ministry, preaching the gospel, amen, of our broadcast, praise the Lord. On today, we're going to have a powerful message, amen, talking about getting ready, because we need to get ready to meet Jesus, praise God. Our ministry is strong. Before the coronavirus hit, we go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We know that the coronavirus in March of 2020 closed the jails and prisons. We're in November of 2022, and we're still on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast on this radio station. Praise the Lord. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Yes, we're living in perilous times, and I want to take time here on the broadcast to really make it clear and make it plain to all of my radio listeners to let us know that is there ever a time to get right with the Lord? It is now. Because of the violence that's really sweeping our nation, our world. I'm telling you, people are just shooting. Amen. People get on the news media pleading, asking for people to put down guns. Do they hurt them? Certainly some not. They don't. The people continue to use guns. They continue to shoot. Because the devil is out here. The Bible said in St. John 10 and 10, the thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus come to save men and women, boys and girls from sin. People looking for solutions to stop all of this shooting, taking innocent lives. Once you take a life, you can't put it back. So many families have lost loved ones due to violence, being shot down and killed. We had an incident where a young man in his teens was shot down and thrown in the trash can. I'm telling you, that is so sad that people don't value human life. Just like a piece of trash. I'm telling you. But Jesus came into the world to deliver people and set people free. Look at the stealing and robbing going on. Rapes and murders. Rapes. Sexual assaults. All these things is the results of sin. But Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. And to save people from their sin. The Lord will save you from, if you're hooked on alcohol. Alcoholism has destroyed many families. Have destroyed marriages. Alcoholism has caused people to lose jobs. Caused people to have cirrhosis of the liver. Alcoholism. It will destroy your life. But Jesus come to set you free from alcohol. Set you free from using drugs. Yes. Those things, the devil get people addicted to these things. I tell prisoners, if it meant for you to smoke, the Lord Jesus would have put a chimney over your head. I'm telling you, it's not meant for a man or woman to smoke. But Jesus come to deliver you from that smoking demon. He come to deliver you from that drinking demon. Yes, the Lord saved me when I was 13 years old. And I'm telling you, these lips has never tasted alcohol and never will. Never smoked not one cigarette and never will. Because Jesus lives in my heart. I'm telling you, when Jesus lives in you, your life changes inside out. Praise God. Yes, it will. It changes inside out. He changes your conversation where you don't curse no more. Praise the Lord. The Lord saved me. Yes, he did. He sanctified me. He washed me in the blood of the Lamb. I don't use profanity. It don't come out my lips because Jesus walks and talks in my life. Change my life. The Bible declares in 2 Corinthians 5:17, where Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, when he said man, he mean the women too. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. Jesus moves in, and the devil is cast out. Light comes in, darkness goes out. Light and darkness don't mix. You can't mix Jesus with sin. I'm telling you, Jesus come to save you from your sin, not in your sin, but from your sin. And people need to understand and know that. Praise the Lord. Amen. People, we need to get salvation. Now, I preach salvation. I don't waste time talking about religion, because religion don't get you free. But Jesus brought deliverance from sin. Jesus come to save you from your sin. Not in your sin, but from your sin. And put that new life in you. Make you born again so that you will be able to live a life in this sinful world with victory over the devil. Place the devil where he belongs, that is under your feet. That's the power that Jesus come to give us, praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, I preach a powerful gospel. Amen. This is a powerful ministry. And I'm telling you, Jesus Christ will heal you of sickness and disease. Yes, it will. Because I'm telling you, that same gospel that will save you from your sin will also heal your body. I'm telling you, glory to God. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. I'm a Jesus man. I love Jesus. Let's hear a song of worship. And we're going to continue, amen, later on with the broadcast. Let's hear a song of worship in the choir. You can hear his heartbeat. Talking about the Spirit of God. Glory to God.
Bye.
Amen. A soft voice, which is the voice of the Lord. Amen. Talking to you, talking to me, telling us to come to surrender all to Him, that He may put a life on the inside, sanctify you wholly, wash you in the blood of the Lamb, fill you with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Yes. That's the way the Spirit of God works, a soft voice talk to you. The devil talks fast, forces people to do things they know is wrong. That's why Paul said in the 7th chapter of Romans, when I would do good, evil present. Because the devil forced people to do that. Forced people to drink alcohol and kill yourself. Smoke and take drugs, overdose of drugs, commit, suicide with drugs. The devil forces people, to do these things. But Jesus talks in a soft, smooth, quiet voice. Jesus said in Revelation 2:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door, and I will come in." That's really the soft voice of the Lord speaking to you, telling you to surrender. Come to Him. He will make the change in your life. That will change your life forever. Yes, it will. He'll change your life forever. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Let's go to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. We're talking about being ready. Where Jesus was talking, about the kingdom of heaven. It's like 10 virgins. Amen. Praise God. St. Matthew 25:1. "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps, went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil with their vessels, with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all stumbled and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.' Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so. There at least there be not enough for us and you. But go round to them that sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went into the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterward also came the other virgins, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open unto us.' But he answered and said, 'Verily I say unto you, I know ye not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour that the Son of Man cometh.'" Jesus was warning the people to get ready, not to be continually getting ready, but to be ready. That's what Jesus was warning the people, to be ready. Not just spend your whole life getting ready. Now, the wise virgins were ready. They had oil with their lamps. But the foolish didn't carry no oil with their lamps. All they had was a light, and that light was going to go out. It's important for people to work their salvation out. It's not enough to be good. It's not enough to do good works. It's not enough to join a church, shake a preacher's hand, be baptized in water. Some people be baptized in Jesus' name. That's not enough. But we need to get the blood of Jesus in our soul. get washed. Get that old Adam nature out. The blood has to be applied to our life. Now, I know some people get upset with me when I talk about and lay down the word of God like I do. But I want to let you know, the Bible is a book of hidden mysteries. It takes the Holy Ghost to reveal the mysteries out of the word of God. You got to be anointed by God, full of the Holy Ghost, to dig the mysteries out that's written in that word. Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood on Calvary's cross. There's power in that blood, not only to forgive us from our sins. Jesus' blood is so powerful that it will forgive people of sin, true. But not only will it forgive you of your sin, but it will cleanse you from that old Adam nature, that inherited sin, that we inherited from the fall of Adam, that causes us to do these evil things. Jesus came to root that sinful nature out and place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, being born again. So that we can be clean, be holy, be perfect. As Jesus said in St. Matthew 5:48. So many Christians don't understand St. Matthew 5:48. They try to read over it, run over it. They try to interpret it their way because they are not sanctified through the blood. But I want to let you know, Jesus meant what he said and said what he meant when he said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven, which is perfect. I want to let you know, Jesus said what he meant, and he meant what he said. There's no need for people to try to interpret it your way. This is not Burger King religion. You can't have it your way. You got to do it God's way if you plan on making heaven your home. So therefore, we must be holy. Holy and perfect is the same, mean the same thing. People want to use word terminology, feel like it's more tolerable to say holy than to say perfect. But I want to let you know, holiness and perfect is the same thing. And people need to understand all that. The Bible declares the same, Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Jesus come to make us pure, to purify our hearts. How he do it? By being washed. I said washed in the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to get that blood added to what you talk about. Repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. Or be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You need to get the blood. Praise God. The blood is not in the Jordan River. You hear me? The blood that Jesus shed is from Calvary. Because that's where he shed his blood on. Calvary's cross. Amen. How in the world you expect to go to heaven without the blood being applied to your soul? When the blood is up there in heaven on the mercy seat. Praise God. In the bowl, in the vial up there. Amen. Set there. It's called Jesus' blood cleanses us from our sin. So we can be perfect. We can be holy before the God. Because God is holy. He wants his children to be holy. You hear me? People get hung up on church denominations. I don't get on radio and fight denominations. Because I'm telling you, because you can't go to heaven on a denomination. But you got to be holy. Because only the holy people are going to make it to the kingdom of God. And I'm telling you, holy is a life that you live. With victory over the devil. Free from sin. You hear me? Glory to God. Praise God. That's holiness. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. Don't waste time arguing over a church doctrine. Arguing over a religion. Amen. But you better be holy. Praise God. Holy is a life that you live. When Jesus come in you, sin goes out. You hear me? I'm telling you, when Jesus moves in, sin goes out. All the way out. Not just part of the way out, but all the way out. Because light and darkness don't mix. Praise God. Amen. How in the world are you going to have Jesus in you and the devil too? Because no man can serve two masters. That's what Jesus said. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. No man can serve two masters. But either you hate one and love the other. Hold to one and despise the other. You can't serve God and mammon. That's what Jesus said. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. You can't serve, amen, the devil and serve God too at the same time. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We got to, amen, get ourselves right with God. Amen. St. Matthew 6 and 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Let you know, you can't serve God and the devil at the same time. Amen. You can't serve the Lord and have the world in your heart at the same time. So many Christians be Christian on Sunday and then be worldly during the week. That's not holiness. You got to be holy 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. The Lord wants 24-hour Christians, not just Sunday morning Christians, not just prayer meeting Christians, but he wants 24-hour Christians living for him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. That's what the Lord wants. That's holiness. God, when you get holy, you're holy in your heart. If you are holy in your heart, it shows on the outside. You don't be worldly on the outside. So many people saying they're a Christian. You can't tell it by looking at them. That's because they're not holy. They're just talking out their lips. But I want to let you know when Jesus moves in, he changes your outside. Amen. You can tell when folk really got it on the inside because it shows on the outside. Yes, sir. By the way you talk out your mouth. By what you put on. Glory to God. How you dress. Yes. Praise God. It shows. Amen. But when folks got the world in them, it that going to show too. Glory to God. Amen. When they're not born again, that going to show. Glory to God. Amen. When they're just talking it out their mouth and don't have it in their heart, that going to show. Glory to God. But when Christ come in you, he changes your all everything about you. Your inside changes. Your outside changes. Because Jesus makes the difference in your life. Yes, he does. He makes the difference. Being ready. Not getting ready, but be ready. Amen. The Holy Ghost dwells in a clean vessel. Yes, it does. The Holy Ghost don't dwell in no sin. But the Holy Ghost dwells in a clean vessel. Amen. That's the reason why King David, amen, all the old patriarchs back yonder, they couldn't have the Holy Ghost in them because they were sinners. Yeah, but Jesus come to clean you up so you don't be a sinner no more. So that the Holy Ghost can come in us and live in us. Amen. David had to wait for Jesus to go down there and preach to him to get him right like I preach. So he can have the Spirit of God in him. But he sure didn't have it when he was King of Israel back in the Old Testament time. He didn't have it then. The Spirit of God came on him, but it didn't get in. And so many people get the Spirit of God on them now. It gets on you, but it don't get in you. Amen. Getting on you don't count for going to heaven. You got to have it in you to go to heaven. And I'm talking about getting it in you. When it get in you, that's what changes your life. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. I'm telling you, I'm a fireball preacher. Glory to God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. I preach because I got life in my soul. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Getting ready to meet you. Being ready to meet you, rather. Don't just waste our time. Amen. Just getting ready. Don't never be ready, but be ready to meet you. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. Lord, go into the hospitals, in the nursing homes, wherever the sick is. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, glory to God, amen. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, encourage them prisoners. Let them know you love them. Deliver them from what the devil got them tied to. Bind them spirits that want to commit murder. Those that want to shoot people. Lord, those that are hooked on drugs and alcohol. Steal and rob. Sexual assault, robbery, rapes and all that. Bind them demon spirits and send them back to the pit of hell where they come from. Lord, set the people free. Glory to God. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, praise the Lord. Those of you in the free world, click into our website, heavenboundtrain.org. Be blessed. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can be blessed with our many activities on that website. It's a powerful website. Amen. I preach with fire and brimstone. Amen. Those of y'all that love old-fashioned holiness preaching, just click into our website. Be blessed. At the Heavenbound Train website. Amen. I'm telling you, those of you that's incarcerated, you can write our ministry. We haven't been out since the coronavirus. So you can write our ministry still. Let me know that you're listening and you're out there. So Velvet will be glad to receive your letters. Praise the Lord. And we do respect inmates' privacy. Glory to God. It's a pleasure being able to come to you each week here on this radio station to bring to you the real gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm a Jesus man. I love Jesus. Yes, I do. Praise God. I'm telling you, we're going, amen. Jesus coming back for a people that is holy. Praise God. Amen. Just amen. Stay tuned for the continuation of the message next week. So until next broadcast, this Chaplain William Owens saying that if Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Next week it's the same time for more Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. This train is bound for glory.